Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. Folks, you have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. If you'd like to check us out online, you know what to do, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com, and or go over to our media resource, sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. You can also check us out on Facebook, which is Bradley Dean, double E, Bradley Dean, double E. You can go over to my Twitter account, which is Bradley Dean 1 on my Twitter account, and or going back to Facebook, Sons of Liberty Radio, Sons of Liberty Media, Sons of Liberty Radio and or Sons of Liberty Media on Facebook. Folks, you can also check us out in so many different outsources. We got a brand new website coming up, which should be up in just in the next couple days here. I'm actually excited to see how it's going to transform and transpire, I should say. And so we'll be actually pointing the finger in that direction just soon enough for you to get a look. So you can be one of the first to actually get a look at what's going on over there, because I'm excited to see it. I really am. Phone lines will be accessible over the next hour, 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. Folks, this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. And folks, that is true. I also want to correct myself, folks. Rock Hill, South Carolina, Lori Workman is the winner of that Joshua MK5, by the way. I just want to let you know, Lori Workman from Rock Hill, South Carolina, she won that beautiful weapon. And I bet she was probably one of the thousands that said, no way will I ever win this beautiful weapon. She's the one that won that weapon. And on Saturday, I actually gave you North Carolina rather than South Carolina, so do forgive me. Going over to sonsoflibertymedia.com, friends, sonsoflibertymedia.com, I want to show you what's going on because, again, friends, I'm only giving you as to what's transpiring in this country. I'm not giving you bad news because I want to give you bad news. No, if I have to use the law to show you the bad news and magnify the bad news, well, that's fine, but I want to get to the other side of that, too, to bring about justice, to establish righteousness and peace by magnifying the law, which in most cases most people don't know because they haven't taken the time out of gratitude to actually read the Bible and the Constitution, the founding documents, which so many sacrificed themselves to give unto us, John 15:13. But in saying that, friends, going over to sonsoflibertymedia.com, we have gay marriage rooted in fraud, child rape. That's by Matt Barber. Check that one out, sonsoflibertymedia.com. We also have, just today, isn't this just wonderful, friends? You know how people in government are saying, you know, we need to keep politics and God separate, really? No, politics is the root of a walk with God, and it's a root and a branch off of the tree of God's moral law, friends. Just so you know, they're twin sisters, as James Wilson rightly said. You can't have one without the other. And what is politics? Well, it's the science of government. What is science? It's the study of creation. Exodus 18:21, God gave government and he gave us rights, and we, through the rights that God gave us to magnify his law, delegate powers to those that represent us, going to the Declaration of Independence. Now that makes sense as to why they derive their just powers, our representation, from the consent of the government. That's us, the governed, okay? Just making clear of that. But I'm saying that to say this: public school cancels Muslim hijab day due to massive backlash. Folks, public school cancels Muslim hijab day due to massive backlash in America. Friends, are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? See, when people depart from the living God, then they let politicians and corrupt politicians and judges and so on and so forth, the activists, we stand back and we allow them to be a bunch of activists from the bench or from their little bully pulpits. And what they do is they begin to what? Legislate what? Crime. Against what? The right giver. And see, when we're not submitted to one nation under God, then we're going to be one nation gone under. And that's exactly what we're seeing happening today. But isn't it interesting how this criminal administration is zeroing in on the kids? I've talked about this 50 times. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Also just found out on Saturday, after Saturday's show, that the Egyptian government arrests Muslim who worked for Obama administration. They sentenced this individual to life in prison. Egyptian government arrests Muslim who worked for Obama administration, sentences him to life in prison. Again, friends, I'm sorry I have to talk about this today, but this is what's going on, and it's my job to put the trumpet up to my mouth and blow it as loud as I possibly can. Texas mayor blasts Islamist Sharia law controversy. Here a woman is doing the work that a man fails to do because he's too busy caught up watching a bunch of grown men in tights fighting over a pig ball today. And in saying that, she said, "I will not be moved." Amen. Also on SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, sheriff to legislators, I refuse to enforce your unconstitutional gun policies. Did you hear that? And by the way, just in case you didn't know, sheriffs have more constitutional authority than the feds do. I just thought I would share that. Sheriff to legislators, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, I refuse to enforce your unconstitutional gun law. Friends, they're not law. There's no such thing as bad law. It's unlaw. Okay, just constitutional clarity here. A definition straight from the Constitution. If it's a bad law, which there is no such thing as a bad law, it's called unlaw. Okay, and when those that create unlaw, you need to keep in mind that they are outlaws. That means to you and me that they have become criminals to the Constitution that they themselves swore to uphold. No longer are they there working for you, but now they are working for special interests, and therefore what they just did was very telling. They told on themselves, deal with it. A jury awards $80,000 to a man whose antique guns were confiscated illegally by the police. Well, good for him. See what happens, America, when you stand up and actually fight the good fight of faith? You show a little of that eternal vigilance, which is there to preserve your liberties, you win. See, God is willing to give the church what it's willing to fight for, but church, you got to first stand up and fight, right? And I'm talking about the patriots, the real conservatives, and the Christians. We're all one and the same, derived from him who is the light of man. Also on SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, this is absolutely interesting. We see how this administration has been playing the race card to incite blacks against whites. And I want to say to the black folks, hey, we're all in this together, okay? And I want to say again for the record, that racism is water under the bridge. This is four generations old. It doesn't belong to this generation. And by the way, I'm across the United States quite a bit, and I don't see it anywhere. Did you hear what I said? This is all created by the state-controlled media. Sons of Liberty Media, Blacks, by Jesse Lee Peterson, who's a black preacher out of L.A., a friend of ours. He said, rethink your war on the cops because you're going to lose. And you better understand that you're being used as a political battering ram if you so choose to fall for the lie that this criminal administration is throwing to you once again. We're going to take a quick break. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Be right back.
Hi, I'm Dr. Noel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your healthy start pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
It's time to build your own emergency food stockpile with the industry leader, My Patriot Supply. Once you try them, you'll know why so many Americans like you have made them part of their emergency preparedness plan. Experience the My Patriot Supply difference today with this unbelievable offer. Right now, a 4-week food supply is only $99, and that includes free shipping. That's 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours. Limit 2% caller while supplies last. This offer isn't available online, so you want to make sure and grab this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your 4-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99, and it'll be shipped to you completely free. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Don't wait. Call today.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Not playing sleight of hand here, and what I want to do is last week we were talking about don't put your hope in the conservatives, and I want to say it's a lack of conservatism, okay? It's just like those that profess their Christianity. I can find probably less than 3% of the 78 that profess that they are Christians, you know what I mean? And it's the same thing with the Patriots. Everybody, you know, claims their love for America and how they would die for America, and I propose the question to you, would you be willing to live for America? And because so many have already died to give us what we have, so why don't we stand up and live for it? But I'm trying to say this, friends. I'm trying to get you on the right talking point so I can actually move you to action. Because faith without works is dead, and the last thing I want to do is get you caught up on some sort of worthless, rhetorical, redundant debate that brings forth absolutely nothing at the very end, like the conservatives are so famous for doing so. In saying that, I just simply want to say this. Don't put your hope in conservatives. And what I want to do is I want to get you on the right talking points. But before I get there, I want to go to President Franklin D. Roosevelt. Love him or hate him. I know he was a con man. I know he was a criminal. I know all that stuff. But he said something that was pretty profound. He said, when you reach the end of your rope, tie a knot and hold on. That's exactly right. And I mean to put your hope in Jesus Christ, by the way, who is the author and the finisher of your faith. Not into circumstance. You live your life like you're on a roller coaster if you live by circumstance or by your feelings. We don't want that. We walk by faith, not by sight. And I also want to tell you that reason is faith's greatest enemy. So we need to get you away from reason as well, okay? We want to get you on the path of faith that only Christ can give you. Galatians 2:21. But here we go. When you reach the end of your rope, tie a knot and hold on. True that. I think that's great. Now, folks, conservatives are continuing on their venture of shamelessness and stupidity, debating over the next presidential nominees that have been handpicked. And furthermore, in many cases, their records have proven themselves to be corrupt and ineligible in many cases. Yet all of this is overlooked by those who should know better, because what they do is they go on as if to ignore the crimes that have been committed, or as if it is the norm for representatives in our government to violate their own oaths and transgress the law. And I want to tell you why conservatives get you talking down these little talking points, these little roads to nowhere that lead to nowhere. It's because they don't know the law. That's why they never make reference to our founding documents, namely the Bible or the Constitution in our founding documents. I want to ask, are the conservatives today talking about bringing Hillary Clinton to justice? Or they are, or just like I heard on Sunday, as a matter of fact, or are they just talking about her chances of becoming the first woman president? And let me also ask you something, friends. Who is legitimizing the Clinton crime family more than the conservatives are today? Who's talking about Clinton's chances at becoming the first woman president more than the conservatives? You're proving my point if you're answering my questions. Now, let's just go over to Bill Clinton and his criminal background, and Hillary, because she's, you know, a part of Billy. At least she's supposed to be one flesh, you know. The father, supposed to leave your father and your mother and cleave unto your wife and become one flesh, you know, as the Bible tells us. But I want to go to Oxford days really quick, because it was in Oxford that, as a student, Bill Clinton came to hear about the one world government for the first time and what was required to be a member of this new world order. This is not theory, friends. This is a fact. In an interview in 1994, Clinton said that he'd already known about the shadow government that was in place in the United States of America. As a matter of fact, he was even asked a particular question concerning something that was transpiring in America. And he said, listen, there's a government inside of this government that I have no control over. Did you hear that, friends? See, the government's what you see, the government, the face of the government, they're ruled by this shadow government. And if they don't play by the rules, then guess what? They're demonized, they're polarized. Sometimes they're indicted and they're charged for crimes that they didn't even commit. That's a fact. But when we go down, just to prove my point really quick, because again, the conservatives got you talking about the wrong things. And keep in mind, friends, if they can get you asking the wrong questions, they don't have to give you the right answers. But why is it that the conservatives of the day are legitimizing Hillary Clinton to become, well, possibly the first woman president ever in history? Why are they not talking about this? Going back to Bill Clinton, and the bodies, you know how I talk about the 147 dead around Bill Clinton? Isn't it interesting that what Bill Clinton did when he was the president, he was the biggest drug dealer America has ever known. Did you know that? Matter of fact, his predecessor, he was also a Freemason, George Bush Sr., he started a war against drugs. Remember they said just say no to drugs? That was also a part of Ronald Reagan's wife, Nancy Reagan, that started that. Friends, the more I tell you no, the more you want to do what I told you not to do, because the Bible tells us that the law is spiritual. I'm carnal, sold under sin, Romans 7. Matter of fact, when I do high school assemblies, the more I tell students not to do something, guess what they shout back? I have it on tape. I say to them, the more I tell you not to do something, the more you want to what? Do what you told us not to do, they say. Why is that? Because they're not converted people. They're not converted students, so on and so forth. But going back to Bill Clinton and those 140 deaths, 47 deaths around his administration, did you know that there were two young boys who were out walking late one night in the surroundings of Mena Airport where they were dropping drugs? They were found dead on a railroad track. The examining doctor sent by Clinton said it was an accident, but their parents didn't agree. Later it was found that the boys had been stabbed and got their heads crushed. Six other persons who had talked to the police regarding the murder of the boys were killed themselves. Some of them had their families, and they had to leave town urgently as they knew too much about the murders, but they were all traced and shot to death. Did you hear that, friends? They were all traced, and they were tracked down and shot to death. All this happened while Clinton was the governor of Arkansas and used the Mena Airport for drug smuggling. And if you think I'm kidding, just go online, friends. It's all over the place. Do you remember back in the 90s when the little CIA airplane, it was a little two-propellered airplane. It was driven into the side of a mountain, and they found tons of cocaine on it. Yeah, just so you know that the drug on wars is created. As a matter of fact, when I was in North Minneapolis about 20 years ago, one of my friends was one of the biggest drug dealers in North Minneapolis. That's kind of like the hood. He got all of his drugs from the Mexican FBI. Okay, just so you understand that this is all contrived. But I also want to say this. We can't blame those that are bringing drugs into America if you're the ones buying them. Okay, so again, let's just get that straight real quick here. To make research on these dead or accused Clintons, they often are a part of lethal business. Danny Casaloro, who investigated Clinton's investments into stock frauds, was found dead in West Virginia. A lawyer from Washington, Paul Wilker, who had made an appointment with Casaloro's former attorney, was found dead in his apartment. Prosecutor Charles Black wanted more money from Governor Clinton to be able to continue the investigations regarding drug smuggling on MENA Airport. He got no money, but Black's mother was killed. The director for Clinton's Finance Campaign Committee, Ed Wilkie, was shot with a hail gun. John Wilson, a politician in Washington, D.C., threatened to reveal Clinton's dirty business. He was found hanging from a rope in 1993. Kathy Ferguson, police in Arkansas and Clinton's bodyguard, said that Clinton was promiscuous. She was found dead with a gun in her hand. Her husband, Danny, denies all sexual scandals related to Clinton. He's still alive. John Pernell Walker, one of the investigators in the Whitewater affair, fell from a balcony in Virginia. C. Victor Rader, too, had an argument with Clinton. Rader and his son Montgomery died when their sport plane crashed. Mr. Friday, member of Rader's committee and known skilled pilot, died when his plane exploded in midair. Dennis Ronald Rogers was about to meet journalists and gave information regarding Clinton when his plane crashed into Clearwater. I'm sorry. Isn't that interesting? Luther Parks gathered information regarding Clinton's sex habits. Clinton owned $81,000 for security during his election campaign. He threatened Clinton to go public if he didn't get the money back. He was shot September 26, 1993. His son Gary said he had all the evidence at home and proof of Bill and Roger Clinton's drug abuse. The information was stolen shortly thereafter. What if Vincent Foster got a little too close to Hillary, was a good friend of the Clinton, said one individual, since childhood even. His suicide occurred during the Whitewater investigation. The suicide couldn't have been such. He still had the gun in his hand when found, which is impossible after the reaction from the bullet. Also, he held the gun in his right hand, though he was left-handed. At the time, employees at Rose Law Firm started to destroy documents. This is the Clintons' friends. This is probably, I don't know the exact number, but probably 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14 incidents of the 147 people that have been murdered around the Clinton administration. I also have documentation and audio of those around, namely his personal bodyguards that came public and began to speak out against the Clintons. And he said he wasn't so much afraid of Bill Clinton or Hillary Clinton. He was more afraid of their affiliates than he was the Clintons themselves. So why are the conservatives blowing up the Clintons like as to legitimize Hillary Clinton as being some upright grandma that can actually rule the roost when she has so much crime around her today? But friends, do keep in mind that this administration, tried and true in their crimes, is now around Barack Hussein Obama. And don't forget about Waco, neither. I'll come right back to that in a minute.
As a parent, one of my greatest concerns is for the safety and well-being of my family. But no matter how concerned I am, it doesn't take the place of taking action and preparing for the unknown. I plan by having a GoFood savings account where I allocate a little money each month to have health store quality food delivered to my door at budget store prices. Although GoFoods are storable for 25 years, they are family mealtime favorites even today. My family asking to eat the food that we are storing lets me know that when we only have the food we stored to live on, that we won't have the added stress of eating unfamiliar or undesirable food. Buying GoFoods is investing in the future of my family. Convenient packages allow me to buy according to my budget, and I get free shipping on my monthly orders. To set up your GoFood savings account, call 800-648-9753 or on the web at www.storefoodnow.com. That's 800-648-9753.
A little right, a little left, but always independent-minded. The Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realist, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610.
Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends. Talking about, well, actually countering what the conservatives of the day are actually feeding the American people. They have you asking the wrong questions, therefore they don't have to give you the right answers. These are the people that are talking more about Hillary Clinton than, as you would call them, the left are. They're attempting to legitimize her presidency. They're attempting to legitimize who she is. Why would they do that? Friends, if justice is the guardian of liberty, why are we not magnifying the law against the crimes that the Clintons have committed? I'm just asking you the question. Justice is the guardian of liberty. And if we leave off justice, we're not going to have liberty. And we can see that they're at it again, and they're emboldened to step up to the plate and do it again. Because they already trust that the conservatives are too naive and stupid in many cases to actually pull the curtain back and deal with them as to who they are rather than what the media wants them to be portrayed as. They're taking them for face value, and then they're feeding the conservatives of the day as if she's legitimate. I just shared with you right before the last break, friends, just a handful of the crimes around the administration, the drug dealing, the womanizing, and anybody that came forward or wanted to come forward concerning Billy Clinton and his sexual crimes, all of a sudden they were found dead. Well, let's take it up a step higher. Let's just name a couple more of those. What about his dead bodyguards? Major General Williams Robertson, a Deputy Commanding General, 5 Corps in Europe. Colonel William Desenberger, 5 Corps Chief Operations and Plans. Colonel Robert Kelly, which is 5 Corps Chief of Intelligence. Specs Officer Gary Rhodes, Crew Chief. All were killed when their Army UH-60 Black Hawk helicopter crashed in Wiesbaden, Germany. No causes were ever determined. But why is it that his bodyguards are dying off? Because they knew too much. Well, let's take it home. You guys all remember Waco, right? Yeah. Yeah. Steve Willis, Clinton's bodyguard. Robert Williams, Clinton's bodyguard. Conway LeBlue, Clinton's bodyguard. Todd McKeon, Clinton's bodyguard. They were all executed by gunfire in the Waco, Texas assault on the Branch Davidians. And by the way, it was all contrived. But see, you were never told about that, were you, America? No, they had to create a story that these individuals were actually gun running, which, by the way, the FBI was trying to set them up, and they were pedophiles, right? Who contrived that story? Well, none other than his Attorney General, Janet Reno. Remember all the Russian tactics that they used in Waco? As a matter of fact, if you've taken the time to actually watch the videos concerning Waco, friends, did you see where Clinton's bodyguards, Steve, Robert, Conway, and Todd, were all going up the ladder to go inside and break down these Davidianites, these wackos, these cultists? Do you remember how one of them turned on all of his bodyguards? And we watched from footage that was one of their own that was actually killing Steve, Robert, Conway, and Todd. But we were told that the Branch Davidians are the ones that were doing the shooting. Did you know how many little kids died in the Waco, Texas massacre, friends? Wow, I never heard about that. No, I know you didn't. 5 Navy aviators, Clinton bodyguards, escorts were all just exterminated conveniently. Staff Sergeant Brian Haney, Clinton's bodyguard. Marine Sergeant Tim Sabell, Clinton's bodyguard. Major William Barkley, Clinton's bodyguard. Captain Scott Reynolds, Clinton's bodyguard. All murdered. Just died. Aldo Franskoa. Okay, it's whatever, right? We'll just try to say it the best way we can. Secret Service agent, he's dead. Captain Kevin N. Ernest, aircraft commander, he's dead. Captain Kimberly Jo Wellhauer, pilot, she's dead. Benjamin T. Hall, navigator, he's dead. Sergeant Michael Smith Jr., loadmaster, he's dead. Man, all these people are getting killed off. Airman Rick L. Merritt, flight engineer, he's dead. Michael R. York, loadmaster, dead. Airman Billy R. Oakston, crew chief, dead. Airman Thomas A. Stevens, loadmaster, dead. Folks, I'm live on radio right now. The conservatives are trying to legitimize the Clintons as a legitimate contender for the presidency of the United States of America. Folks, I'm on the scroll. And folks, I'm scrolling fast, and there is a list of crimes over and over of dead bodies that are found around the Clinton administration, even kids. Wow. Keith Coney, dead. Keith McCaskill, dead. Gregory Collins, dead. Paul Olson, dead. Jeff Rhodes, dead. James Milam, dead. Richard Winters, dead. All friends of the Clintons. Barry Steele, he was one of the chief operators, drug runners for the CIA. He was going to testify. He was killed before he got there. Dead. Well, Billy's brother snorting cocaine in the governor's mansion. Jordan Kettleston, dead. Folks, this is around the Clinton administration. Are the conservatives talking about all the dead bodies around the Clintons? Coincidence? I mean, this is the woman, and how couldn't she? Because she's so hardened and callous that when we found out about Benghazi, who cares, she said. Who cares? Wow. And people, she means to rule the roost? Inslaw deaths. Larry Guerin was killed in February 1987 while investigating the Innslaw case. These are all investigating the crimes of the Clintons, of course. Alan Standorf dead. Dennis Eisman dead. Danny Casaloro dead. Ian Spiro dead. Attempted murders that failed. Gary Johnson. He's not dead, but beaten to death nearly and left for the dead. Had videotapes of Clinton entering Jennifer Flowers' apartments. His tapes were taken. Dennis Patrick, wounded or attempted to murder. County clerk had millions of dollars laundered through his account at Lossiter and Company without his knowledge for attempts on his life, four attempts on his life. It's around the Clintons. L.J. Davis, reporter investigating Clinton scandals, attacked as his hotel room in Little Rock, Arkansas. His notes were stolen. Larry Nichols, former official at ADFA and author of the Clinton Chronicles, by the way, who's a friend of a friend's, the man who broke many of the Clinton scandal stories, several attempts on his life. And the conservatives are trying to legitimize her campaign. Russell Welch, infected with military-grade anthrax, attempted murder, but still alive or wounded. Charles Wilborn Miller, he died on January 12th of 1999, vice president and board member for Altel, the computer company that was wrote the White House Big Brother computer system, found shot to death with two guns. Multiple shots had been fired, declared a suicide. Of course, that's what they always revert to, friends. Gordon Madison died 5/15/97, Clinton associate, shot in the head, declared a suicide. Oh, and by the way, do keep in mind, the mortician, the individual that was doing the autopsy, was the one that was doing the autopsies over and over and over again for the Clintons. And whatever the official report came out to be in truth, it was always perverted when it was released to the populace. And if anybody messed with that, that wasn't a good direction to go. Because you know what would happen, right? David Dry died 8 of 1999, August. He was the owner of Jeremiah Films, which produced such videos as the Clinton Chronicles. David actually planned a trip to Washington, D.C. by private airplane. At the last second, Pat had to cancel, and David left without him, dying when the plane crashed. And folks, again, as it says at the very end of all of these individuals who have been murdered or attempted to be murdered or wounded, it says, sadly, the list goes on and on and on and on. I want people to understand again, friends, that the conservatives of the day in America are trying to legitimize Hillary Clinton's campaign. The Clintons are the ones that are talking about how they want to rescue the middle class, yet every time they go out and speak, they're asking people to give them $200,000 and $300,000 for a speech. Okay, folks, whatever they do, it's just the opposite. And for those that did not know, Hillary Clinton is a Saul Alinsky disciple just the way Barack Hussein Obama is. This is nothing new. And we know that that book was attributed and credited to Satan himself. Go ahead and find it. Rules for Radicals. Rules for Revolution. Either one. Go ahead and open up the front cover of the book and you tell me who these individuals actually accredit. Satan himself. These folks have no respect for life whatsoever. They're rolling over all opposition, like it or not. And again, my whole point here, friends, is why are we talking about sympathy for the devil? Why are the conservatives in America legitimizing her campaign? And I want to take it over to the Bush family, too, friends. Because the Bush syndicated, well, let me say it this way. The Bush crime family, if you look at their record, it's very similar. Very similar. But they seem to be a little bit more covert about what they do and how they do it. And, of course, they came out as being the Christians for everybody to love on. Matter of fact, if you look at George W. Bush, that's how he won his campaign. He was asked in Iowa, you know, who do you admire most? He said, Jesus Christ. That's all he had to say, and everybody fell for it in the Christendom. In the Christian world, they all fell for the fact that he must be one of us. When, in fact, if we would just look at Daddy Bush, No, folks, you need to understand Jeb Bush, he has no credibility whatsoever. So to attempt to legitimize him or even hear that he's legitimate, do understand it's all bought and paid for. And they are skewed polls. In other words, they're fabricated. And if you do see one, they're bought and paid for, rest assured, because nobody takes this guy to be legitimate in any sense of the word. But here you have it. We're talking about things we should be talking about.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, folks. This is Matt Barber with Liberty Council Action, encouraging you to listen to Sons of Liberty. These guys are true warriors fighting to take America back. Listen to Sons of Liberty.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Folks, highlighting the fact that, you know, really from a Christian perspective, I ask America, how long will you falter between two opinions? Either the Lord is God or He's not. And I'm here to tell you that He is. Because it's His law that actually 1 Timothy 1:7, you'll find, exposes the crimes of those that I'm highlighting right now. But it's a mercy of God that He brings to the light the crimes that are being committed against we the people, that His church would actually keep His commandments and bring forth judgment concerning these criminals. Because, folks, when we're talking about the Clintons, when we're talking about the Bushes, whatever the case might be, folks, some of these guys have been in government for 20 to 30 years, and they're still there. And they're there because of the conservatives of the day that get you off of the talking points. Had I shown, had America seen, and if America was to see these crimes that have been committed against innocent people that were there to expose the Clintons for who they were, and the American people caught wind of all of these dead bodies around this administration, do you think they would legitimize her campaign? But the conservatives are. Matter of fact, I just turned the radio on the way home yesterday, and that's all I heard. They were magnifying her campaign more than MSNBC, ABC, CBS News. Man, the left, as you call it, friends, they don't have to do anything. Just leave it up to the conservatives to do it to themselves because they are friends. There's no question about it. And really what it comes down to is it's sympathy for the devil. And they're setting the American people up for their own demise. And I don't know if it's just me or not, but isn't everybody in their dog and their cat and their parakeet and whatever else they may have, aren't they sick and tired of the establishment? And if they are, then why is it the conservatives are putting the establishment back up again? And by the way, going even over to Marco Rubio. And folks, if I'm tearing down your idol, I praise God. Because not one of these candidates has a right to tear down the Constitution and erect an idol, namely themselves, for the American people to look upon and say, we want him to rule the roost. They have no business tearing down the Constitution and recreating it in their own image. The guy's not even eligible to become the President of the United States of America, but the conservatives are talking about Rubio like he is. Even going over to Rand Paul, friends. Now, folks, Rand Paul, you know, he seems like a really cool guy. But you know what? You know what? I really have a huge question mark. We've had his dad on the radio a couple times, Ron Paul. But Rand says all the right things at the right points. And the bottom line is when the state-controlled media polarizes and demonizes somebody for something they didn't do, you know right then and there that's your cue to turn and look and say to yourself, that's the right guy. Because they're threatened. The establishment's threatened by him. They're not threatened by Rand Paul. And do keep in mind, he's a libertarian. There's no regard for law. So, in other words, he apparently has forgotten that God has given us our rights. He has not. So he's just as guilty as anybody else doing the same things. Now, I'm not saying to the same degree that Hillary Clinton and Jeb Bush and the Bush family are. I'm not saying that. I'm just simply saying that when the state-controlled media begins to attack a candidate, you can know right then and there that's the right person. And they're threatened. The establishment is threatened by that individual. You just know within yourself. Folks, there was once a story of a merciful captain of a ship. While passing a ship, this ship shot at the captain's ship, and the captain showed mercy on him and warned him not to shoot again. The ship shot at him again, but the kind captain didn't retaliate. His mercy ended up bringing the destruction not only upon himself, but also all those that were on the ship. For by allowing this enemy to attack him twice, the passing ship shot a third time and at length destroyed them all. Why is this happening today? Because we can't blame the ignorant conservatives. We can't blame the church. Although on Judgment Day, God will hold each and every one of them accountable for what they have left undone. Rest assured of that. But folks, why is it that the good people are legitimizing the candidacy of criminals in government? Why? Daniel Webster said this. He said, I apprehend no danger to our country from a foreign foe. No, this is all happening within, and we see it on a daily basis. Our destruction, said Daniel Webster, should it come at all, will be from another quarter. From the inattention of the people to the concerns of their government, from their carelessness and negligence. How come Hillary Clinton's not in prison? How come Billy's not in prison? How come Barack Hussein Obama's not in prison? How come his administration's not in prison? At least impeached, then indicted, and then charged? At least? Why is he allowed to do the things that he's doing today? Why are the Bushes still out there? Why are they encouraged to go ahead and do it again? Because the American people are adding strength to tyranny by tolerating their crimes. That's why. Can't blame anybody else. Listen to what Danny said again. Daniel Webster, with all due respect. Our destruction, should it come at all, will be from another quarter, from the inattention of the people to the concerns of their government, from the carelessness and negligence. I must confess that I do apprehend some danger. I fear that they may place too implicit a confidence in their public servants and fail properly, here it is, to scrutinize their conduct, that in this they may be made the dupes of designing men and become the instruments of their own undoing. Make them intelligent and they will be vigilant. Give them the means of detecting the wrong. That's what I'm doing. And they will apply the remedy. What's the remedy, friends? Because you need to understand something. These are not the type of people that can be saved. They are the type that you must lawfully stop. And I'm going to tell you something, America. Your future depends upon your works, your diligence, your willingness to lay it down, to bring forth judgment that guards your liberty. And the future of this country and our posterity's liberty. When you read, which I always go back to the founding documents, the Constitution, the preamble to the Constitution, some say it's the Declaration of Independence. I agree, but I'm talking about the preamble to the Constitution on the very documentation. It says, we the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish what? Justice. It's the very first thing they said we needed to do. When they were dealing with a tyrant across the pond named King George, that tyrant, what did they do? They brought forth justice. Do you know that there was a country, Machiavelli, that was destroyed for lack of impeachment? And at length, friends, that's the same thing that's going to happen here if you don't deal with crime and get your foot on top of it. Because countries are destroyed for the lack of impeachment, and in many cases, namely the cases in which I'm talking about, indictment must follow impeachment. And until the American people put their foot down on crime, absolutely nothing. Quote me on this. Write it down. Nothing is going to change in this country unless the American people bring forth judgment. Nothing is going to change in this country until the American people put their foot down on crime concerning corruption in government. And you need to get this right, America. You need to quit playing the dupes of designing men to your own undoing. You're undoing yourselves by allowing the things that you're allowing. I just went to one candidate, one, today, the Clintons. I could have went to Jeb Bush. Hey, folks, Marco Rubio, again, he's ineligible. But why are the conservatives pumping him up like he's eligible? He's not eligible. Read the Constitution, but see, they always keep you away from the Constitution. They always keep you away from the law. But I want to tell you something. Your rights didn't come from them. It came from God. And God didn't give them the right to violate that law in any sense of the word. Liberty is the right to do what the law permits. Folks, I'm looking at quotes by our founding forefathers right now. They're telling us where the destruction should come, if it comes at all. Every step of the way, America has been prophetically warned as to the signs of tyranny. But again, friends, I ask you the question, why is it that the conservatives of the day are legitimizing the candidates that have committed so many crimes against the innocent? And things are going to get worse, not better. And I know people just want it to all go away, but I want to tell you something. The only thing going away right now, friends, is your freedoms. Justice, the guardian of liberty. Justice is the guardian of liberty. We can see corruption running rampant in our governments. We don't need new government. We don't need new laws. We need to enforce the old ones and deal with the corruption. And folks, I love you enough to tell you that. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, SonsofLibertyRadio.com, 1 John 3:18. Love you by what we do, friends. We will talk to you in 23. See ya!
Now. now you may have heard a bit about bitcoins. But did you know bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning bitcoins or trying to make money in the bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for bitcoins. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit Escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.